Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, does this sound bother you and pubs?
Approaching the elbow, Sam Whaley-Cohen, he's due to retire, can he keep it going? On his outside, desperately, Eni Selkin now lunging, Sam Whaley-Cohen straining every sinew, he's won the
Cheltenham News Talk presenter Sinead Ryan is with me on the line today. Sinead, you have a problem with TVs and pubs.
I do, Andrea. I don't have a problem with it for certain things. So, for instance, there's nothing nicer than being in the pub. If you can't get a ticket to a match or your favourite team, heading down to the pub with your mates, all in your jerseys and watching it. And we've football season kicking off. Rugby's not far behind. We've had the Olympics. I watched many of those events in a pub. I think it's fantastic. However, what I really object to and I increasingly hate is this flat screen wall art of televisions on every surface, and they have the sound muted, which makes no sense at all. And then you've this rolling, either RT News Now or, you know, Sky News or some K-pop video rubbish. And what's the point of that? But secondly, it's so distracting. Like, I go to the pub if I'm going to meet somebody for a chat, a drink, I put my phone away because that's the right thing to do. And then you find your eyes automatically drifting towards this flashing images on the walls. And it's just really irksome, actually.
How many pubs, though, have that sort of flat screen, you know, the rolling coverage, whether it's news or at the races or Sky Sports or whatever it is?
I think it's most of them. I really do. Now, I can't give you empirical evidence because I haven't drunk in most of the pubs around the place, I hasten to add. But it seems to be almost all of them. Now, they're paying a fortune for the subscriptions, yeah, because you have to pay for all of
it's
the...
huge money.
You have to have the Sky and the BT and the Air and all of them. Huge money. And the Vintners Federation have said that it can cost over 10% of a pub's turnover.
Which is based on the turnover, some of them.
It's based on the turnover, and it can be absolutely massive. And in fact, on Post, which collects the TV licence, has recommended to government that extra charges be levied on bars and hotels, depending on the number of screens they have. Now, maybe that would kind of curtail some of them. But really, I just find there's no need for it. And if a pub had a section that had no TVs in it at all and your pint was a bit cheaper, I'd be there like a shot. I don't really need to see the flashing images and the constant stream of stuff that we already are hardwired to look at our own screens all of the time. Yeah. I just hate it in pubs and bars.
Well, look, you obviously know I'm, you know, from family in the mm-hmm. pub business, so I've some insight or knowledge into this. I would say without televisions in pubs, it would actually shut a load of pubs. That's what attracts people in. That's how you get them in, how you keep them.
Yeah, and listen, look, there's a reason they're there. So this is a personal opinion of mine, and where I've seen them even more often now, I was in a restaurant during the week and they had screens up. Not playing anything in particular. Mm. There was no particular event on. I just find it incredibly intrusive. And the more often you try to find a spot in the bar that's quiet and screen free, I just find it's getting harder and harder to do that. Now, so I understand why they want them.
Yeah, the merit
I understand why they have them. But it's that constant always on thing that I just find.
I know, I get that. Look, I'd have no interest, no harm to RTE, and I would watch the news every evening, but I'd have no interest in going out on a Saturday night and watching rolling coverage of RTE news. But there are many pubs in Dublin that you can either go to, you know, your TV free pub, your Peter's pub, or wherever you go, or your cafe in Sen, and then you've got your other pubs that sort of market themselves as kind of sports bars. They know who they're aiming at, who their audience is, and they need the plethora of TVs to get the crowd in.
And I absolutely agree. If you market yourself as a sports bar, you should knock yourself out with the TVs. I've been to sports bars where they have like the rugby down one end, the motor racing down another end. Absolutely, that's what people go for. You're not going there for a quiet pint and a chat with your girlfriends. It's the fact that it's become almost across the board in every single pub and increasingly restaurants and hotel lobbies. I just find like it's like you can't turn without looking at a screen. And sometimes we go out, we leave our homes, we leave our phones precisely to avoid that.
Well, you hit a chord with people, Sinead, or I should say today. Stay on the line. Alex is with us. Do you like TVs in pubs, Alex?
Honestly, it doesn't affect me that much because I don't get to pubs as much as I used to. But realistically, everything comes down to a personal choice. And the people who will be more negative against it will be more vocal. But it'll be a small minority at the end of the day. It just looks big because they're the ones who are giving out the most. If I cared that much, I'd just go to a different pub. I wouldn't be blasting it over the airways. Yes, there's a lot of screens on restaurants and pubs, but nowhere near as much as in Europe. You go into most holiday restaurants, you'll see them playing food channels in the background.
Really? I've never seen a TV in a restaurant, ever.
You go across Europe, you'll see plenty of restaurants with food channels. I don't get it, don't understand it. You're going, why can't I get food like that?
Yeah.
But you'll see them across Europe. And it's very, very popular.
So just don't go to pubs with TVs if you don't want to watch TV, basically.
Well, if you find it distracting, I would change the seat.
Right.
You know what I mean? Pubs need to have footfall. Otherwise, it's a business. If they found that the TV was going to be overtly distracting, they would either put rooms, and a lot of the bigger pubs do have that. They have areas where there's no TVs, no distractions. Like I know a couple of clients of ours are, they have that in the morgue. There's areas where there's no TV. Now, on big sport events, it's different, but in the likes of the general time, it's fine, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't think it's something that a knee-jerk reaction some people will be giving out in pubs will, and this is what happens in general, pubs will, we better pull back, we're going to lose. And then they find that it is the wrong decision.
Okay. Well, quite a number of people, actually agree with Sinead on this, could totally agree with Sinead. Nothing makes me leave a bar faster than a television. Mick in Cork says two things that annoy me in pubs. One is telling people to be quiet when somebody is singing. And two is kids. TVs in pubs are fine for me. Michael says, I don't mind the odd match been shown in pubs, but what really gets my goat is the constant rotation of Sky News. It drives me absolutely bananas. Another texter says, the eardrum bursting loud music in pubs, that is what bugs me much more than televisions. Declan Cummins is from the Strawberry Hall pub. Do you have a TV in your premises, Declan?
We do, yeah. But we only put it on sparingly. We put it on if there's a big Ireland, like the Olympics or something like that, and everyone was glued to the Olympics. It was what a wonderful spectacle that was. But normally, no, we wouldn't have it on. We have music on, all right, so people can talk and they're not listening to the people beside them.
Yeah, so you don't have, so like, you know, if there was a Premier League game on tonight, wouldn't necessarily be on in Strawberry Hall?
No, it wouldn't be on at all because we got rid of Sky Sports.
Yeah. Just got rid of it. Do you mind me asking why, Declan?
It was distracting. Somebody be looking for something. Then I had to put a sign up at one stage that early sport takes precedence over any other sport.
Right. Oh, you see, if some people that come in that are regulars, I can well imagine they think they're sitting in their sitting room and they can dictate what's on.
Yeah, well, that's it. And people don't want a constant thing of British football all the time. And certainly I'm a League of Ireland supporter and I'd stick by that big time.
Very hard to get a TV. Very hard to get TV free pubs, says this listener. Do you think, Declan, have most publicans, or not most, but have a few publicans moved away from televisions then?
I don't think there's been that much of a movement, but a lot of people anyway don't put the TV on unless it's something big that people are interested in.
There's quite a few suggestions coming in here, Sinead, from people talking about pubs that are TV free. There's pubs to suit every taste in Dublin, from sports bars with lots of televisions showing every sports to pubs with no televisions like Mulligan's, Bowes and the Gravediggers.
Well, that's great. I'll have to check out more
options.
You'll
have to find a new spot.
Andrea, but I just find it's become... just more and more and more common across the board to find the TVs on. And by the way, I've no particular problem, like your publican there saying, put a TV on, there's a match on. Of course, everybody wants to see it. The pub needs to make money and it's very convivial. Mm. And there's nothing better than being with your tribe when there's a match on. But it's just that constant distraction, even if the sound is muted. And I just don't understand why. And it seems to me that it's just harder to get away from. And I
particularly
find that irritating.
That role in coverage, I can understand that. Pub and Elfin in Roscommon, says this texter, it has no TV, no music, no singing at all. And it's absolutely wedged, apparently, all the time. Cathy is on the line. Cathy, do you like TVs in pubs?
No, I don't. I have to agree wholeheartedly with Sinead there.
What don't you like about them?
It's as Sinead said, it's just very much distraction. Like, I mean, the way I look at it is a pub is kind of like an evening cafe. You go for a quiet pint, you want to catch up with your friends, you want to hear your conversation. And even if there's a music TV on in the background, you just can't help your eye get distracted by that. And I just think it just encourages kind of like early antisocial kind of rude behaviour, you know?
Right.
That's probably a bit extreme.
I don't know. And would you ever go out to watch, you know, the All-Ireland or rugby match or the Olympics or whatever? Would you ever go out specifically to watch something on TV in a pub?
Myself, not necessarily. If there was a gang going, we would. So I do understand if there was a big event on. But there'd be certain pubs for that. Like, I just think we do need some, like, the old-fashioned old Irish pubs. We should keep them old-fashioned, you know, and keep them as, like, this.
There's something very quirky about them, all right.
Mm-hmm. And a little bit of solace away, because we've got screens everywhere.
What about you, Elizabeth? Do you think TVs and pubs kill the crack? We got Elizabeth. No, I think Elizabeth's gone. We'll try and get Elizabeth back. We took the kids to Mount Falcon yesterday, says this texter. Lovely setting and a permanent marquee, but six massive TVs up. Highlights of the Premier League, the volume and radio playing. I asked one of the girls to switch off the TV closest to us. It was insane, according to Jim. There's a listener here, Sinead, thinks that you're talking absolute rubbish about TVs and pubs.
Not for the first time, Andrea.
I knew you'd take that well, though. But your point is more, it's the rolling coverage on mute is what you've a problem with.
Actually, there's, I'm not one for the TikTok trends, as you know, but there is a TikTok trend at the moment where some punters are buying universal remote controls and bringing them along to the pub and switching off the TVs. Like, you can kind of take back their pub, if you like.